Our Australasian Youth and Sabbath School Guide, 1888, March 1st, 1888. David's Victory Over Goliath, Ellen G. White. The Philistines were at war with Israel. Their army was very large, yet they did not dare to attack the hosts of Israel as they had before done, fearing that they would be overcome. They knew not that Saul and his people had great anxiety and dared not commence the battle with them, and they proposed their own mode of warfare. They selected a man of great size and strength who was clad in heavy armor and terrible in appearance, and sent him to provoke a combat with Israel, defying them to send out a man to fight with him. For 40 days this proud boaster filled Israel with terror, for on account of their transgressions, they had not that trust in God that would lead them to battle in his name. But God would not suffer an idolatrous nation to lift their heads proudly against the ruler of the universe. He saved Israel not by the hand of King Saul, but by the hand of David, a simple shepherd lad, whom he was preparing to be the ruler of his people. David was visiting his brothers in the camp of Saul. He heard this proud boaster defying Israel, and his spirit was stirred within him. He was jealous for the armies of the living God, and indignant that a heathen, who had no fear of God and no power from him, should thus hold all Israel in fear and triumph over them. He did not boast of his own superior skill, but surely in the strength of God he could overcome this mighty warrior. Saul consented to let David meet the giant Goliath. He placed upon David his own kingly armor, but David laid it off because he had not proved it. His trust was in the God of Israel, and the credit which belonged to his mighty helper should not be given to the armor of Saul. So he chose 5 smooth pebbles from the brook, and with his sling and staff, his only weapons, went forth to meet the armed warrior. Goliath disdained David, for his appearance was that of a mere youth, untaught in the tactics of war. He felt that it was an insult to his dignity to have a mere stripling, not even clad in armor, come out to meet him. And he exclaimed, "Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves?" He cursed David by his gods, and boastingly invited him to come to him, that he might give the flesh of the youthful champion to the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. David did not become irritated because he was looked upon as so inferior, neither did he tremble at the terrible threats of his foe. He replied, "Thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied." And when he approached his antagonist, David took a stone and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. Then David cut off the head of the proud warrior with his own powerful sword, of which he had boasted. The Philistines, seeing that their champion was dead, were confused and fled in every direction, Israel pursuing. Goliath trusted in his armor, while David's trust was in the Lord. He did not desire to win fame or glory for himself, but that all the earth might know that there is a God in Israel. Here is the secret of the disastrous overthrow of the one and the signal victory of the other. The Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's. Mrs. E. G. White.